The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Inc. Podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Justin Labar. Matt Morgan is on his way. He has texted me. He should be here shortly. Justin, tonight, 1 hour of NXT on the USA Network, the second hour on the WWE Network. Unopposed, AEW does not launch Wednesday Night Dynamite until next Wednesday. What did you think of NXT's second outing on the USA Network tonight?
It wasn't a flop, but there really wasn't any major headline. I mean, obviously, there was the whole hook of who's going to be the partners with Kushida in the main event, which we'll get to. But yeah, there was definitely high points, and there was little things I could pull out, whether it be spots or production things that I thought were positive. Kind of like I think you said it last week, Glenn. After last Wednesday, it's kind of like, you know, the soft opening, and we're just gonna let's just see. You know, they did over a million viewers last week. Let's see what we have. Let's see what is it going to take for us to get to this number. What is it going to take when we are opposed? So it's kind of, you know, saving the magic bullets, keeping them in the chamber until they needed.
Well, I'll tell you, next week is going to be a stacked show. So much, I'm trying to figure out if there's a way. Can I watch NXT and AEW at the same time? Give them both as much of my full attention as possible, because next week we're going to have championship matches for the tag team titles, the NXT Championship and the NXT Women's Championship. Tonight, though, I will posit this theory. Tonight I thought was very indicative of how strong an average NXT can be, whereas last week was more about the big show matches. Tonight was about having solid showcases, good bell-to-bell action, colorful characters that you're intrigued to watch. I thought tonight was much more indicative of how great an average NXT show can be.
That's a fair point. I mean, the pacing was certainly, they wasted no time. They kept the pace going. I felt like there was a lot of new characters that don't know much of, if I knew anything of. So I guess that's good, right? You know, kind of a little bit of a surprise every time somebody's music hits. Of, all right, who are we getting? Is this somebody I'm familiar with? Is this somebody I'm not? So yeah, I mean, it was a pretty average NXT, and you're right, but it wasn't by any means again a bad show. I'll be curious. All the hype going into the first one last week, this is just that weird middle one before we get to the target date of October 2nd. I'll be curious. Can they get equal the viewership they did last week? I kind of feel like not.
Well, and to Cody Baker's point, it's not about can I watch both at some point. It's about can I watch both live, NXT and AEW, next week? Because this podcast, a week from tonight, is going live right after AEW and NXT go off the air. Are we going to talk about one? Are we going to talk about both? Are we going to ping pong back and forth? Are we going to have two podcasts?
He'll get up. She'll get up. We'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
Thank you for the Breakfast Club reference. Finally, now I have to change the poster. It's only been 3 years, Justin, we've been doing this. No, I think I want to see both live, because with these championship matches next week, I'm hooked on what NXT is going to be offering. And of course, with AEW launching, what's that going to be? It's the big unknown, the big question mark. It's an exciting time in professional wrestling.
You got to find a second screen, whether it's a TV, whether it's a tablet or something. You're gonna have to find a way. You have to do side by side. You're gonna need like a little control center there in Rubenstein Manor.
I've said this before, speaking of the home theater discussion we had last night, what in the heck happened to Picture in Picture? Remember what a revolution Picture in Picture was? I could watch two things at once. And in fact, TVs maybe 10 years ago used to have, you could watch side by side on the same screen. We're living in the future, and now nothing.
Yeah, I remember the 90s having the Picture in Picture at my parents' house watching the Monday Night Wars. And you can, I don't know about everybody's, but mine was not only you could hit the PIP button and control the channels of what was on the PIP, but you actually could move the box of the PIP all
Absolutely.
Around. So that was great. You know,
you could switch back and forth. It was fantastic. The death of Picture in Picture. Look forward to a special Wrestling Inc. edition of the podcast where we cover that extensively. 2 hours. We're going to have some home theater experts on, talk about fans of Picture in Picture. It'll be a complete retrospective on the feature. But tonight, back to NXT. I will tell you this, and I'm going to say this is the... Oh, Matt's here. Matt, I was just about to say something super dorky and super nerdy, and I was like, I'm going to get this out of the way before Matt Morgan comes along and doesn't give me a hard time about it. But let me posit this theory. First off, Matt, what did you think of NXT tonight?
I loved it. You didn't?
No. In fact, I think it was great, better than last week, because tonight showcased how, without doing the big match feel, they're able to put on an incredibly solid, diverse show from start to finish, yeah. Get you invested, introduce you to new characters, show you different wrestling than what you see on the main roster. I thought tonight was better because this is what you tune in for every week, and it's not so much, here's a superstar. Tonight they went a little bit deep, and I think that is more of a hook for new viewers.
It definitely is. We watch it for something different. I always have, right? That and seeing who the next big thing is going to be. But once that wears its welcome out with me, it's the style of wrestling,
yeah,
and the style of the show and the pacing of the show that I look for, and it always leaves me wanting more. Usually,
well, so to make the geeky comparison to comic books, it reminds me of what I loved about comic books as a kid. Matt, I don't know if you ever read the X-Men books or
She-Ra
issue or two.
Was it She-Ra?
She-Ra was a cartoon. She-Ra was a cartoon. I'm talking about the X-Men. Also a cartoon, but a comic. Mm-hmm. So in the X-Men, you had Wolverine. Everybody freaking loves Wolverine. Wolverine is everywhere. Wolverine has his own series. No shortage of Wolverine. But here's what I loved about the X-Men. You had characters like Nightcrawler. You had characters like Iceman or Beast or Angel. It went deep. And so what I loved about the X-Men is you could have everybody who loves the X-Men, but everybody's reading it because we have different favorite characters that we're reading it for. And with NXT, that's what it reminds me of. It's not saying, here's Batman, here's Superman, here's Spider-Man and Captain America. No, they have a deep roster of characters that you're going to be intrigued by and get into.
Even on the highest level, what do you think all the movies are lately?
Yeah.
All the main event acts are now having to combine forces in these movies, these Marvel and DC movies, because people want more. They want more diversity between who they get to cheer for and who their favorites are and things of that nature, right? That's not a geeky comparison, actually.
Oh, well, there. For once.
I'm a comic book collector.
Yeah. No, so I thought tonight was really, really awesome. Starting off, we saw the Undisputed Era briefly at the beginning, holding all the titles, but then Keith Lee versus Dominik Dijakovic. Matt, what did you think of this, man?
He's good. He's good. He reminds me of what I wish they would let me do when I was in developmental, when I was in OVW, and I'd get my job threatened if I did a shooting star press and practice and things like that. They let the bad guys go. If they're athletic, they let them be athletic, which I told you, I used to make this argument to Vince all the time. Hey, basketball is moving forward. Football, baseball. You have 6'5" quarterbacks. They're like 280 pounds now. You got Kevin Garnett bringing the ball up the floor, shooting threes from half court. Same with Dirk Nowitzki, 7'1". You have all these guys playing out of position. There is no position anymore. Wrestling is the only sport that's not evolving.
Yep.
Let me be this giant 2.0. Let me do all these athletic things. You know, not just for the sake of doing them. I'll make them make sense and have psychology to them. You know, and I watched this guy. And I'm like, wow, he is so athletic. He is so gifted. He's good. And for the people out there that were talking smack about him stepping up and saying something in rebuttal to, what's his name, Kenny Omega, he has every reason to. He said something about their brand, NXT. I give the guy respect for going out there and to trying to defend his brand.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be on SmackDown or Raw for that. NXT ain't OVW. It ain't HWA. And it ain't FCW.
Yeah. Justin, what did you think of this match?
probably my favorite match of the night, and that's not a knock to any of the other matches.
Because I didn't even talk about Keith Lee, by the way, who's really good too. Sorry.
Yeah, Keith Lee. I mean, the guy's like 320 pounds or something, and he's doing Rob Van Dam spinning back kicks and
holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, and there were so many good matches on the show, but this might have been my favorite because I kind of like the again. And people that watch us know this about me. I tend to lean more towards I like the big size. I like that power struggle, and these guys did it, but they didn't do it 1985 style where it was bear hugs and test of strength. They did some
arms to the chest in the corner.
Yeah. I mean that choke slam on the apron when they go to the first break and oh my God, the Dijakovic doing the Canadian destroyer basically off of the I thought that was the end of the match.
He's like every bit of 6'5", 6'6", right?
Yeah. He's a legit.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was, I really, for my taste, this was probably my favorite match. Again, loved a lot of the stuff on the show, but this really was a hell of a way to start and captured me.
I agree, Justin Lopez.
Yeah, so I thought this was fantastic. And what was great about it is a different style, the physicality of both of these men, different fighting styles. Different. This reminded me, and in the best way possible, to the first NXT matches that, if you go back on the network and watch when it switched from the game show format, mm-hmm. when they started doing it, it was like, this is different decidedly than the main roster. I think that this was a great calling their shot and saying this is a different style of fighting than what you're seeing on Raw and SmackDown.
Oh my God, especially when they start interblending their UK wrestlers.
Yeah.
And they get two UK guys in the ring. Do you know what I'm talking about? When they throw that wild card in there too, that is the biggest curveball that I think, honestly, AEW is going to have a hard time answering because they don't have that style on their show yet.
Yeah.
And these UK wrestlers, these British wrestlers that the NXT does have, are so much, every match they have is 90% different than what we see at Night In, Night Out and all these wrestling shows, including AEW, I would argue, which you know I'm a huge mark for. But it's the truth.
If I'm AEW, I'm more nervous about tonight's show than I was last week's show because last week I felt like NXT was trying to be Raw or SmackDown in terms of having big matches, big stars. Tonight, it was showing, hey, guys, this roster is stacked.
And something else that was great about when you look at the show as a whole, as we're talking about this opening match, is normally, traditionally, in pro wrestling, but especially WWE, you would start out with smaller guys, faster paced guys, and you would build to a Keith Lee kind of match like this for your main event. So it's kind of cool that it opened, and then and then by the time we're done, we got a 6-man tag that was like, you know, tag team wrestling 101 with some great timing.
Yeah.
And even, you know, Glenn, to your point, you said last week kind of felt like Raw SmackDown ways, which, you know, I think we all agreed. Even something as simple tonight when they start and they come out of the video package, even something as simple as just following the Undisputed Era and they're standing on that podium, and they didn't have to cut a promo, they didn't have to do anything that you normally would see. They just, all they had to do is just show up, show everybody the other titles, and let the camera then segue down to the commentators. Just a little thing to remind you, hey, they're here, hey, they're trying to run this show. Just a simple little product, just a simple thing. They didn't have to come out to the crowd, to the ring, do a promo, do the normal stuff. It was
great. I'm bored with them. Not bored with them, but we've seen so much from them. And this roster has so many more talents that I've heard about or read about. I still want to see.
Yeah. Well, next week, the Undisputed Era might be disputed when, for the Tag Team Championship, Street Profits are getting a rematch, another shot at the title, and we saw tonight Matt Stryker is getting a shot at Adam Cole's NXT Championship. Matt Riddle. Why did I say Matt Stryker?
I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
We've done a lot of podcasts in the last 7 days. Matt Riddle is getting a shot at Adam Cole's Tag Team Championship. So I think that right now it's
Tag Team Championship.
NXT Champion. It's been a long day, Matt. I was up last night doing mashups.
I bet you
were. Late night getting a shot at the NXT championship. I think next week is make or break for Undisputed Era. To your point, Matt, this is their chance to either pedal to the metal and go all in on these guys and either show us why they're the dominant faction that should be the stars of the show.
Mm-hmm. What do they do or what?
Or take the belts off them and say, you know what? Let's break them up and have them feud with each other.
Yeah, because, I mean, not trying to be a jerk, I like the way they work. I do. It's just I'm way more intrigued about the other guys on this roster and the other girls on this roster we haven't seen yet even. They haven't even been on TV yet. They have so much depth on their roster that's crazy. And I've seen everything I think we could have seen from these guys, right?
Hmm. it does seem like they're at that point where if NXT wasn't going to USA, it would be main roster call up or fine. Right?
I'd like to see Adam Cole get a legit chance. I don't know if he'll get one. I hope he does. He deserves one.
He's got charisma. I just think his look, though, he looks like kid-sized Drew McIntyre.
He does, but I like to see guys that put the work in like that. You know what I mean? Get their just due. At least get that chance.
Yeah, but he has – Glenn, you say he looks like kid-sized Drew McIntyre. The charisma that Adam Cole has, the fact that he can get Bay over the way he has and his name.
I agree.
I mean, like, those are charisma things. So that
Drew McIntyre does not have.
I don't want to knock Drew, but yeah, Drew does not have that. But but yeah, I mean, you know, but I think the problem is the other guys, you know, the other guys in Undisputed Era, I think, and this was again touched on last week, they kind of blend in, look similar. They're wearing the same thing. They kind of they're similar build.
Yeah.
You know, where you have all these other, we have these other colorful characters that were, some of them were getting introduced to week by week that do stand out in their size or their look or their music or whatever the case may be. So that kind of harms, you know, the Undisputed Era and this little unit, the little frat boy unit they're in.
And you see why they do it though. You see why they paired a lot of them together. A lot of fundamentally sound in the ring guys that can have great matches with everybody. The Nick Dinsmore style of wrestler, if you will, from my generation of developmental, who was so good, much better than what they have him be, Eugene, by the way. But he was the consummate great match wrestler, right? Very technically sound. We used to call him Mr. Wrestling, even.
Yeah.
Anyways, like that guy. So to get over the vanilla-ness of that, you could see why they grouped them all together, thinking, okay, instead of just having a couple of these guys throughout the roster that can have really good matches with everybody, we're going to group them all together and form Voltron. And hopefully, as a pack of dogs, maybe they can get over and get over their height and their, you know, stuff like that. Maybe. I don't think it's worked. And I'm not trying to crap on them either. I'm just saying I can't get past it a lot of times.
If this was a fighting game and I was picking the character I wanted to play as, I would literally pick any male talent I saw tonight on NXT over Adam Cole or any member of Undisputed Era. I would play Keith Lee.
I want to be Adam Cole because I want to say, Adam Cole, baby.
That's a special move. That's where you're fireballing and every time he does that?
Yes.
Shout out to Kill Bill and Glenn. This is good for you. If you want to see more charisma of Adam Cole, this person just reminded on the comments there. Mm-hmm. We had Adam Cole in the studio a couple years ago as a guest for Chair Shot Reality, and he and I did kind of like, it was like we did an impersonation game where we had to pick a name out of a hat and then pick a topic, very, very late night show like. And he did some of the most awesome, he did an impression of Stone Cold Steve Austin complaining about a high phone bill. I mean, his charisma, and we did not plan it. We was totally random.
And you like that though? Mark Jindrak was like that. Mark Jindrak was the most entertaining guy in the locker room you could ever imagine. Go to a nightclub with him, game over. He was so entertaining. But yet on TV, we hear that about Gallows, right? Gallows is the best person you could ever go have a beer with or do anything with, for that matter. Yeah. He's so damn entertaining, and they find it difficult to put them in those predicaments so we could see that side of them for some reason. Yeah. I don't trust the creative to put those guys in those elements.
Yeah. And was it just me? Did I miss something? This seemed last week and this week exceptionally light on promos of talent talking to the camera and saying, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to make you all believe.
Yeah.
Very little POV.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we put their comments on, please? Stop hiding them. If they talk shit about us, they do. That's part
there's
of the show.
One.
Of course there's one. Of course there's one. This guy. Poster all night, folks. Do you have to individually pop them up there?
I do have to individually
pop them up. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
I have to screen them also. Not that anyone ever gets out of hand. But, you know, our chat room could be kind of salty sometimes, Matt.
So let them. As their prerogative.
Yeah, when your next campaign, when people are like, here's Matt Morgan on screen, and look at the comment below.
Brother, I just got torched tonight over something. I didn't even vote in favor or against a gas station here in our city. We as a commission didn't even get it. We didn't even get to vote yay or nay for it.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the people just torch me over it. And I'm like, I didn't even get to decide on this.
Wow.
But that's part of the job.
Kind of crazy.
Thick skin.
What
she said. Doesn't even make sense, but go ahead.
Dakota Kai versus Tanara Conti tonight. Showcase match for Dakota Kai's return. What did you think of this? Oh, I thought it looked awesome.
It was. It surprised me. I was not when this was advertised, like, you know, but I liked it a lot.
Yeah, everything it needed to be. Justin, Dakota, what's her ceiling? Is she next to challenge after Candace for the NXT Women's Championship?
She could be. I mean, there's nothing about it I saw that says, oh, no, she's not ready. I mean, for the best as I can judge of who's ready and who's not. And again, it's part of the beauty of where we're at right now. With there's such depth, it's just kind of like, I feel like anything's possible. You know, I mean, we didn't see or hear anything of Velveteen Dream tonight, I don't think. But like we talked about last week, he lost his title. Surprise, surprise. He could be the next in waiting after Riddle and Cole. Who knows? I mean, this is, I really feel like in Raw or SmackDown, you're kind of like, no, it's not possible for that guy to be challenging for this because he's just obviously in this level. And that level can't cross to this level. NXT, it feels like anything's possible.
Yeah.
If I'm these guys, I'd rather stay at NXT. If I'm being taken care of, I'm being paid enough, you know, to feed my family, pay for whatever I need to pay for, and save money as well, I wouldn't want to move out of NXT.
Especially now, right? I mean, yeah. Talk about having your cake and eating it too. You're on national television week in and week out. For 2 hours on USA. Lack of Velveteen Dream, also a good indicator of what NXT does well. You don't see the same talent every week. This isn't Raw or SmackDown. Although, what I would have given tonight for a segment promo with Dream in the hospital, laid up with his knee up, cutting a promo about he's going to come back and win all the belts. Something.
He's my, obviously, I'm not like original saying this. I get that, but he's by far my favorite character there in the whole company right now.
No, he's fantastic. So Dakota Kai won that match. And as we mentioned, Keith Lee won the opening match. Then Matt Riddle versus Killian Dane in a street fight. This was the
rematch.
Yeah, the rematch. And the entire last third of the show was this match. Kendo sticks went all throughout the audience, chairs. It's kind of crazy. But Matt Riddle won, tapped Dane into submission. And Matt Riddle is going to get a shot at Adam Cole's title.
Is going to be good. That is going to be good.
And shout out to the person who tweeted, I think tweeted to all of us, the great, great observation. When Killian Dane came out, the opening of his video, like almost such resemblance to the 1998 like Warzone opening, like where they'd have like go back and watch Killian Dane. It was just like 1998. Warzone final hour of Monday night, like, you know, the flames and the people riding, and like it looked, yeah, just funny observation. I didn't even catch it. I didn't catch it, and then I went back and rewind. I was like, holy shit, great observation.
So Undisputed Era attacked Matt Riddle after this, but here's the question: Matt Riddle or Adam Cole, who do you go with next week? Riddle hasn't really lost a lot of matches or big opportunities.
He hasn't. As who's your champion, you're saying?
Yeah, who wins next week? DQ finish, Undisputed Era interferes.
Real quick, are they going head to head with AEW?
Yeah, next week.
Matt Riddle and title change.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin? Pot committed?
I'm pot committed in more ways than one. Pot committed with Matt Riddle.
And here's the thing, if they try to talk smack like AEW does, Matt Riddle will.
Well, think about it. If Matt Riddle wins next
talk
week,
talk some smack, dude.
If Matt Riddle wins next week, Matt Riddle's your NXT champion. Chris Jericho's your champion on Wednesday nights. Look at that smack talk. They've already had the smack
They've
talk.
They've already had it.
Yeah.
I like that, actually. That's kind of my point. That. You're right.
And that's kind of my point. I think Matt Riddle is obnoxious as hell. I think the bro gimmick is played out.
I agree with you on that.
But that being said, he looks like more of a star to me than Adam Cole does.
Because he's shredded.
Yeah.
Dude is shredded and looks like an athlete.
Well, and I'm sure you guys had this too. When you get to that age, when you're mature enough to when you could say, you know, when you're a kid and a teenager, it's like, oh, I don't like that. Or, oh, that's stupid. You're just sort of down on everything. But you get to an age when you can start to reflect and process things and say, this might not be my thing, but I absolutely see why it's popular or why people
definitely
like it. Matt Riddle to me is that way.
I was like that with the Ring of Honor wrestlers when I was still wrestling forever. Like, I myself wasn't a fan, right? But I saw why others kind of liked it because they went to the technical wrestling and the story, a little bit more of the storytelling, good ring crazy good ring psychology usually, and things like that. Where I grew up as a fan of the entertainment part, the promos, the larger life characters, big muscles, dudes that look like they actually kick somebody's ass in a real fight. You know, people I'd be legit scared of if I saw in a dark alley. You know, that's who I was drawn to. But that doesn't mean there wasn't people out there as I got older that I'd see like Macho Man, that like Ricky Steamboat, that were nothing as the size of Hulk Hogan and Warrior and people like that. You know, so I learned then like people are going to have different tastes. And then once I retired, that's when I made this huge switch from not giving a crap about guys with muscles anymore and caring more about the guys that were smaller and did all this crazy stuff that I couldn't do.
Well, I'll tell you, in addition to a possible title change, NXT is doing some marketing next week saying limited commercial interruptions, meaning fewer chances to change the channel and see what's going on in AEW.
Yeah, I mean, that's smart. Yeah, that it's real smart, and you know, again, the cheap plug. We'll be watching both shows simultaneously here in Pittsburgh at 13:11 next week, and we'll be able to watch segment by segment, minute by minute, what's doing what. And
that's the question, Matt. NXT or AEW? Which would you go to right now if you had the chance?
AEW, and I'm fast forwarding through NXT.
No, no. Which would you go through to wrestle if you had a chance for either company right now?
Ooh, don't ask me that. I don't have an answer.
His face lit up.
NXT, you don't have to travel, buddy. NXT.
Oh, then that's the answer, obviously.
Be home. Oh, imagine that, man. Imagine, you know, your child, your son is the reason why you didn't come back to wrestling. You did do that brief impact run, but now you could go to NXT. You could be home every night for dinner except show nights.
Goldberg already did that routine. Came back, he had to come back and wrestle because of his kid.
And I'm old, so mine was legit.
Actually, Matt, there are guys older than you on the roster. I'm just saying, you're not, and you're best shape of your life, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't make you in ring shape.
That's true. It's true. So after that, after this was over with Undisputed Era attacking Matt Riddle, we switched over to the WWE Network. And this match, I understand why it wasn't on the air, because it could Dakota Kai's match and they felt they needed time for Riddle versus Dane. But Rhea Ripley versus Kayden Carter, if I'm someone flipping channels and saw these two come out there, no disrespect to Dakota and her opponent, but this would have had me stop and say, what is this? I do not used to seeing women like this competing in professional combat sports on television.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you say to that? You're right.
Yeah, I think this should have been on TV tonight. Kayden Carter, formerly Lacey Lane. Understand why they changed the name. Can't have two Laceys if you're going to push both of them. Rhea Ripley was dominant on this. Man, Rhea versus Shayna. Like, that's I almost want Shayna to lose the title and then just have Rhea versus Shayna. No stakes, just who's the baddest B in all of NXT.
I don't like Shayna, and I don't see her that way. Even though she's a legit badass UFC fighter and the whole nine, I get it. For me, I don't know what it is. I have a drop off when I watch her. I still think she's playing wrestler.
Well,
her noises, her sounds, how she talks trash in there. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, this is the truth. I think the other girls they have are so damn good, and the bar is so high that when I watch Shannon, I see so much. I see a lot of holes.
Yeah.
Then when we go see Joe, what's her name? Come on, the blonde girl that Joey Ryan used to be with.
Oh,
the main baby face of the company.
Oh, Candice LeRae.
Thank you. And then when I watch her, please.
Yeah.
She would wrestle circles around Shayna.
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see next Wednesday, because Candace is challenging Shayna for the NXT Women's Championship.
Because she's a good babyface, she's going to make Shayna look like a million bucks. She is so damn good, Candace.
Justin, is Rhea Ripley a better version of Shayna's own gimmick?
Yes. I'll say it. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, she just looks and portrays the part better. Yeah. She's more. I feel like she's going to kick my ass.
Yeah. More, right?
Yeah.
Dude, because that's what wrestling is. Wrestling's all, I mean, it's sound like Vince McMahon, everybody's right. It is all this. It is all your facials. And when you're going, and you're doing these corny ass faces playing wrestler, nobody buys it, especially in 2019. Yeah. Right? It's them subtleties. And that, like Samoa Joe has the best ones of, he believes he's the world's biggest badass. Mind you, overweight man in any other context, people would make fun of him for being overweight. Not Samoa Joe, because Samoa Joe makes you believe everything he does kills, and he's a legitimate bad you know what.
It's the towel.
It's all here, man.
No, I think Samoa Joe is great, but you're right. I think with Shayna, I wonder if she almost suffers too much. Like, Shayna to me seems like what they wanted to do with Ronda. Ronda had her own ideas, which was a problem. Because Ronda, it was hard for her to be a badass when she was smiling all the time and clearly such a fan and happy to be there. Shayna does a better version of what they wanted Ronda to do, I feel like.
Did a good job being a heel there at the end?
No, I don't think she did. I think Shayna does a better version of the legit legit. Like, I could legitimately destroy you. This is fake fighting in real life. I could kill you.
Do you know Shane? Do you know Shane is? She just turned 39. I realize
she's little.
What?
Yeah, she was born in 1980. I thought she was a little bit older than what I thought. Now, because I wanted to compare her and Ripley to and Ripley's 22.
Is she Does she go like to practices every day? I'm assuming she's.
I don't know. I know Shane. I mean, I don't know. I know Shane worked some indies in Cleveland across the border here. I don't know if she does practice at the PC.
The reason I'm asking that is because to put that wear and tear on your body with what they have, the drills they have these guys and girls do every day at age 39.
Yeah. Ripley will be. She'll be 23 in October. So early. So
Ripley just got that it factor. I'm sure Shane is a more skilled fighter, but Rhea Ripley just pops.
I'm being serious. I can't believe I'm saying that. It's the truth, though.
But maybe I'm wrong. I looked at Wikipedia, and as Matt discussed, his Wikipedia is incorrect.
So I'm playing for Georgia Tech. Did you guys see that yet? And
did they fix it?
I don't know. I didn't look at it yet.
Let's see.
Guys, check my Wikipedia. See if it still says Georgia Tech. Something about Georgia Tech football.
Yeah. Georgia. It's not on there. No Georgia Tech.
One of you guys took it off. Thank you, guys.
I don't know how to take that stuff off.
Not you. Friends of the show.
Oh. Now, someone could add in there about how once Matt painted his Hulk Hogan action figure, painted a beard on it.
Quick, Glenn, shut up. I'm a mayor. Stop bullshitting around. I'm going to reach to this friggin' screen, and I will choke the life out of you. But for real.
That's the fire I wanted to say.
If you guys can do me a huge favor while we're talking about it, there's something on there that says about I played the character of Abel. No, I did not. It was a creative idea that never came to fruition.
It
was never.
Yeah, it lists under your ring names. Abel is one of them.
Get it out of there, please. Sadly, Gamora was one. Ugh. Ooh,
did you really play in the Maui Invitational against Duke?
Yeah, Ellen Brand.
You know, I mean, let's just forget NXT. Let's just
fast. No, go.
Actually, there's not that much more to talk about. I mean, we had Rhea Ripley won that match against Caden Carter. Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan took on Matt Martell and Chase Parker.
Feeling Oney Lorcan.
The name is so bad. I'm now convinced it's brilliant because you can't forget it.
Hey, they remind me a little bit of like they remind me a little bit like Revival. They have that old school kind of just like gritty feel to them. So, I mean, I'm willing to keep seeing them in a tag team environment.
I wouldn't kick them off my show. How about that?
Okay.
Some of us say I wouldn't kick her out of bed. Matt goes, I wouldn't kick them off my show.
I can't talk like that.
Matt, that should be on your next campaign poster. I'm the mayor, and I will choke you.
No, I mean, I can't have stuff about AJN figures.
I'm the mayor, and I will kick you out of my town.
Hey, man, if Kane can battle for the 24/7 championship, I think.
I know. How awesome was that?
Yeah. Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch won this match, but yet Ever-Rise got put over pretty big on commentary. This was a good match. This went on for a decent amount of time.
Sounds like a terrible band name, Ever-Rise.
It sounds like a Christian band.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get there.
No, I'm just saying that's not pejorative. I mean, it sounds like, you know, playing
two days in a row, you use pejorative. You and your thesaurus.
You know why? Because I often in my day-to-day conversations have to say, now I don't mean this in a pejorative way, which is like, say it's a classier way of saying no offense, but I'm going to say something that will likely offend you. But no, Ever-Rise could be opening for Evanescence and DC Talk at the Faith Revival this fall.
I'm horrible. I didn't know that. Evanescence was a Christian band?
That's how they started. Same with Paramore.
I know that. Paramore too?
Yeah.
They're both really good, actually. I've always thought. I didn't know that.
We got the biggest crush on Amy from Evanescence.
Oh, everybody, yeah.
Hey, I'm Jewish. I thought DC Talk, Jesus Freak, that's like in my top albums, probably my top 100 albums. Like, that's some good stuff. If you like rock and hip-hop mixed together, you know, they did some cool stuff. So Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch won that match. Chelsea Green and Deonna Purrazzo were shown in the front row. Now, are they a tag team now,
Justin? I don't know. I'm happy for Chelsea Green finally getting some damn love.
She was on Tough Enough, right?
Yeah.
She was on Tough Enough. She was also, if you remember, they cast her to play – this is back when Dan O'Brien was like on his first initial baby face rise. They casted Chelsea to play like a a doctor or somebody that he like made like an advance to.
Yes.
So, but yeah, no, Chelsea's good talent. I don't think they're going to be a tag team necessarily, but
dude, she pulled off the drunk bride gimmick that.
That stuff on Impact was tremendous.
When they put her in there, I was like, why are they doing that with her? She's actually really good. And she pulled it off.
Yeah.
She had to act drunk every match and make it plausible. That's not easy.
No. Yes. Jeez.
Cameron Grimes versus Raul Mendoza tonight. Cameron Grimes picking up a win. I don't get his gimmick, but I thought Mendoza looked like a powerhouse tonight, even though he lost.
Yeah.
And they did a good job of getting Mendoza. I mean, because, like, people were booing when Grimes won. Like, I don't know who this Mendoza guy is, but, like, they got the fans behind Mendoza.
Could you imagine Mendoza? This is a good example of being able to stay in NXT. Because for every Andrade, there's the Lucha House Party. So given him that they talk about him being a luchador, I'm sure he's quite thankful that he can stay in NXT for the foreseeable future.
On his own, yeah.
He was great tonight.
He was.
Cameron Grimes, what is this gimmick? It's like a vaudevillian James Storm. Right?
Sure.
It's like they mashed him up. It's like you're playing create a wrestler. I was like, I'm going to take James Storm's vest and hair and then put a hat from Simon Gotch on him or something. It looks very weird.
He's a country boy who can survive.
It was different. It got my attention.
Yeah. He's not bad. I just the gimmick. I think the name, this Cameron Grimes is in Oney Lorcan territory.
Orny's horrible. That is
horrible. Or Oney, yeah.
You just call him Horny?
Horny. Horny Lorcan. Solid.
Like Horny. Okay, so you're a girl. And you go home, your family, like, I met this wonderful guy. He's the best. He's changing my life. Oh, what's his name, honey? His name is Orny. What's his last name? Lorcan. Wait, hang on. So you're going to be Mrs. Orny Lorcan? Like, it doesn't pass any name test. It's a terrible name.
But you remember it.
Not for the right reasons. And last week, I did forget it.
Yes. Horny, good name for a wrestler. Surprised Vince never pulled that one out.
I mean, Olney.
What is it?
Isn't it Olney?
Oney. Oh, Oney Lorcan.
See?
I put an L in there.
That it is forgettable then, Glenn.
That should have been, that's a new gimmick if the scandal hadn't happened when Hogan comes back. Instead of Hollywood Hulk Hogan, Horny Hulk Hogan. He's old. He's got some blue chew.
Triple H.
Does Hogan get the mandible claw from The Fiend next week when he's on Raw?
Yeah, what do you think the odds are of that?
He better.
That will show you. Mark my words. That will show you if they are pop committed.
Listen, will they be pop committed, however, to have Hulk Hogan do King Kong Bundy breaks his ribs cell? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like the electrocution cell he would do? D-Von does it every once in a while.
And then in true Hulk Hogan fashion, because Hulk's always good for like one tweet a month about teasing that he's going to, brother, I'm going to get back in the ring. So the Fiend will take him out, and then Hogan will be Twitter booking a WrestleMania payday against The Fiend for the next 8 months.
But I'm going over. I'm not doing the job for anyone.
Brother, wait until I get those vitamins in me. I was a little Macho Man there, actually. Hang on.
I don't know. People are starting to talk about this match. I want to see, you know.
Yeah, right.
Retirement versus The Fiend. I don't know. What do you guys think?
That's what he does. He always like leaves it open-ended that he's got one more in him. It's like, dude, you've had four hips. Like, you've had four hip replacements.
Yeah, this needs to happen. The Fiend needs to take out Hogan and Flair.
Flair's game. You know he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm tuning in for that Monday night on Raw. Kushida and his mystery tag team partners versus Imperium tonight. Mystery tag team partners Breezango, Tyler Breeze, and Fandango coming out to surprisingly good pop.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like both those talents. I was happy to see them. And we got our British wrestlers. I got to see Imperial. I liked them.
This was textbook tag team wrestling. Cut the ring in half. That spot they did when I forget which one was going for it. I think it was Breeze. Breeze was going for the hot tag. And then the other two guys came around and pulled Fandango and Kushida. I mean, it was so perfectly timed. It was just a great, great match. Really good.
It's really good.
It's the time. It always does. You know, it was such a good match. Like you see, hit the nail on the head. Great tag psychology.
How blessed is Alexander Wolf?
He's the guy like nine lives.
Yeah, flounders around in NXT developmental, starts Sanity. Uh-huh. That goes up to the main roster, gets completely screwed over, sent back down to NXT. And what, within the span of 6 months, Imperium is getting major matches?
So he gets an out. Nikki Cross has an out. Killian Dane has an out. Where the hell is Eric Young?
Let's go with EY.
Yeah.
The most talented of that group. Sorry, he is.
And that's, you know, he's still on the main roster, correct?
Yeah, because he's so good. Eric can get anybody over. He's so good.
Talk about another guy who's pretty funny if you let him.
Oh, my God. Shut up. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting. Kushida and Breezango, I need some backstage vignettes. I want the fashion police to talk about his Marty McFly costume. Right? Just this pairing could be gold.
I was excited to see those two come out. I really, really was. And that's another reason why the psychology in this tag was textbook. You have such great proverbial baby faces in those two. When they sell, they're believable. You want to see them make a comeback. You want to see them make that hot tag. So it means even more when they're beating the crap out of them, getting heat on them, right? And then get a little hope spot, right? Then get the carpet out from underneath the people. They care more and react more because those two mean more to those fans.
And I like how they built this up with Kushida and Breezango winning tonight, but then Walter comes out, and Kushida and Walter had the stare down as we went off the air.
Love Walter now. I do. I dig
it's going to be a hell of a match.
Yeah, I don't think – I just will say this much. It will, my opinion, it's not going to be as good as his last match with – what's his name? Come on.
Tyler Bate?
Him.
Yeah.
He is so damn good. I don't know what else that guy needs to do. He needs to be on TV. I'm being so serious.
Well,
TV every week. Not UK NXT either.
Yeah.
On SmackDown.
It'll be interesting to see how they deal with the pairings there. Now, I mean, I this is how I feel tonight about this, is that I think this B level of tonight was the B level of NXT. I'm more excited, and no disrespect to Velveteen Dream, I'm more excited by what we saw tonight, the talent tonight, than I was last week's show.
It was because tonight was a huge step. They literally progressed, like you call them B talent, right, or whatnot. But they did. If this is one big onion, right, this is like that second layer of the onion, i.e. NXT. Do you know what I mean? That we don't get to see. We get to see like one or two of them each week, usually. We don't get to see an entire show of them. All increase their storylines or angles or character development.
Hey, the second layer of the onion's where it's at. When I peel an onion, I throw away the first layer because some dirt could have gotten in there. I'm all about the second layer.
Really
of the
quick, onion. To be clear, though, sans Velveteen Dream, though. I need to see him every week. I'm perfectly fine seeing him every week.
Velveteen's great. So all in all, Justin, tonight, how are you feeling about NXT's prospects going head-to-head with AEW next week on Wednesday nights?
Oh, they got a fighting chance. They might beat AEW. They did over a million last week for the first one, and that to me they needed at least hit a million. And my justification was the WWE Network has about a million subscribers, so they needed to at least get what the maximum could have been of people watching on the network. And so we got 1.1 million on USA. So that's a great start. I won't be surprised if this week is slightly down. Just because last week had all the hype going into it because it was the first one. This is that middle one. Everybody's waiting for next week for the head-to-head. So I won't be surprised if it goes down a little bit, but I don't think anybody should panic if it goes down.
No.
If it goes down. Excuse me. But yeah, I thought it was a good show. And again, it's going to be so fun to watch how this goes side by side. And I still think NXT is holding a few big bullets, whether it's the Kevin Owens, whether it's some other people. I think they're still holding a few bullets in the chamber until they need them.
Yeah, I definitely, you're right on that. Really quick, why did they go to the network again tonight?
Because
Suits.
Another season.
Final episode tonight of Suits.
I thought you guys told me last week that was the reason.
That's what it was.
What was the last two?
It was like a two-part finale.
They're not doing that versus AEW, I'm hoping.
No.
They're
going to argue, I think the ace in the hole that NXT has is these matches, this limited commercial interruption. This is all coming together tonight, building the hype for it with AEW. They almost, I think, announced too many of these matches ahead of time. And some of this is stuff that we've seen before or seen variations of. I'm going to be watching it because it's brand new, because it's AEW and I like the talent involved. I like the roster, but the stuff that they've announced hate to say this, a little more excited for what NXT has announced for next Wednesday versus what AEW has announced.
Let's run them down. Tell me who they are. Go.
Okay, so for NXT, we've got Candice versus Shayna for the NXT Women's title. We got Adam Cole versus Matt Riddle for the NXT title. And we've got Fish and O'Reilly versus Street Profits for the NXT tag team titles. And let's see, AEW launch episode. Let's look at the card there and what we're going to have.
There's a mystery hook on AEW's because it's who's going to be Jericho's partner. Partner is one of the hooks with AEW.
AEW's tag is already better right off the bat.
Yeah, and we're going to have some other things happening. The tag team tournament officially starts next week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm trying to find the launch episode lineup. Somebody has this. AEW Dynamite? There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize, folks. I'm trying to find... Okay, so who's Cody facing next week?
Not somebody that's bigger than those matches you just said.
Yeah.
What's his name? The dude who wears Panda.
Sammy Guevara.
Yeah, that's not bigger than those two singles matches you just said. And I'm even throwing in that girls match.
He does have a panda on his head.
It'll be a great match. I don't think it's going to draw us in more emotionally than... matches you just said.
While Glenn looks for the full thing, because I won't be on next Wednesday night with you guys, so I won't be able to debate with this. Mm-hmm. Let's just make a little outside prediction right now. What gets more number of viewers? Is that NXT or AEW?
AEW.
Yeah. Next week.
We're gonna have Pac versus Hangman.
That'll be okay. Yeah. Okay. Real quick, between that and the other singles match you just said on NXT, Glenn, Adam Cole versus Matt Riddle, Pac versus him.
I think Pac versus Hangman will be a better match, but man, I kind of want to see Adam Cole lose that title.
I'm more intrigued by Riddle and Cole because it means something. It's for a title.
Stakes. And that's the advantage the more established brand has.
AEW Women's Championship. Nyla Rose versus Rio.
I don't get this. I don't get the Rio stuff. No one's going to care about her. That's my two cents.
I don't think they've built Rio convincingly at all.
No, nobody cares about her. They care about like every other girl on that roster, I would argue, way more. Britt Baker being one of them.
MJF versus Brandon Cutler.
It's an uneven match, but we get to see MJF hopefully cut like a world beater promo before his match.
Yeah. Moxley's going to appear, though there's potential for surprises.
That's the thing. Yeah, we don't even know what other cats in the bag they have.
But that's the difference between us, though, where, I mean, look, we're watching AEW no matter what. It's the first one. It's historic. We're in, right? We've liked the pay-per-views and shows they've done. But I'm saying from the casual fan just looking at cards, I'm thinking, maybe this is a flipper. Maybe this is a flip back and forth or watch two at the same time.
So here's what happens with mainstream fans, though, Glenn. They don't look at the card. They watch the commercial that shows the quick glimpses of Chris Jericho, Dean Ambrose, Rhodes. I'm in. You know, I know those guys. I'm going to go watch that.
Yeah.
NXT, if they were to do the same thing, average fan don't know who any of those guys are. Average fan, guys that don't watch wrestling anymore. I'm going to be clear.
Yeah,
mainstream.
I think both are going to be great. I think AEW, I'm curious to see what they're going to do. But I think NXT tonight called their shot, and that sounds like a pretty darn good card next week. Yeah. My recommendation for wrestling fans, figure out a way to watch both. Figure out a way to flip back and forth.
This is just like Nitro and Raw. I hate to say that. I know it's overblown out of proportion. But it's the same dilemma as far as which show you keep it on and then switch into during commercial breaks to the other show. I'll be honest, guys. I used to have it on Nitro, and I would only go to Raw during commercial break on Nitro.
Although I have to say, with all the championship matches next week, I think that AEW I will be more invested in. I think I will pay attention to what NXT is doing in those matches. But in AEW, I want to see how the promos are going to look. I want to see what talent they're going to showcase that they haven't announced. But the week after, when NXT has a clean slate and potentially some new champs, that's where I feel the real test is going to come. I like championship matches.
Have a big drop. They're going to have a very big drop in that second week. They need to be ready for it and not change anything because of it. It's just going to take time.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. So as we said last night, AEW, if you're on the West Coast, get the what did they say about that? So TNT on cable is going to be showing it. If you're outside of the U.S., Fight, was that what Tony Khan announced today? That Fight, you're going to be able to watch it on Fight for like a $4.99 monthly subscription for AEW?
That's a good deal.
All right, I'm going to see.
Sure. Yeah. He did say that.
Yeah. And with NXT, of course, it's going to be on USA, not on the WWE Network anymore. So it's going to be interesting. The training wheels are off. The mystery partners for Jericho, I think, is an interesting draw. Who do you think LAX. Jericho is going to get?
LAX.
LAX?
Isn't it supposed to be them?
I mean, it seems to make sense.
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking at who's available, I mean, when they announced this like back early in the summer, and the fact that it's against the Bucks, I was like, man, the Revival would be such a killer surprise if they had like that like ongoing feud with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. But supposedly the Revival has not signed yet a new contract with WWE. But I don't know when the current WWE. I don't think they could pull Lex Luger. I don't think their contract runs up on Tuesday or anything like that. But I don't know. Yeah, LAX is probably the most realistic. I doubt AEW, especially. AEW is not bringing in Enzo and Cass or anything.
Well, not
like that.
Now, unless it's all an elaborate work.
Yeah.
Probably not. Justin LaBar, any other wrestling news that we should cover here before Matt Morgan can go and enjoy some much needed rest?
Yeah. So they all kind of segue real quick. So Stone Cold Steve Austin, he is a common theme in the news tonight. So Austin on his podcast, Steve Austin Show on Podcast One. In the context, I won't go through the whole quote. You can go on to Wrestling Inc. and read the whole transcription. But basically, in the context, Steve was just talking about how, you know, he's been back around WWE quite a bit lately. He was in Tampa for the Raw reunion. Then he was in Madison Square Garden just recently where he was on Raw. And he's talking about how all the guys come up to him, say how good of shape he looks, this and that. Oh, you got another match in you, right? And basically, Stone Cold said, yeah, in theory, I feel pretty good. I probably could do one more match. So that's always a headline if Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to say on his podcast, yeah, I feel pretty good. I could probably do one more match, especially when
you could.
You know, when he's coming back, when we got these Saudi Arabia shows.
Yeah, Saudi money.
Money's being flown around. You got competition now. Well, go ahead, Matt.
He can come back and do another match. He can work around. He can absolutely work around what he needs to work around if he still even needs to. I don't know what his next situation is.
So, interestingly enough, as that comes out from his podcast, WWE on the Fox Twitter account has revealed, guess who else is now going to be at Friday SmackDown on Fox Premiere? Huh. Stone Cold Steve Austin. So, not saying that things are connected. They could have just been merely coincidental, but it's obviously, again, you know you're going to get a buzz when you have Austin talking about how he feels like he could. And finally, speaking of SmackDown, the viewership numbers came out for the final SmackDown on the USA Network era. And good news for the Blue brand, they did go up from the week prior.
Well, where did they go up?
So this past week did it was small, but it was up. Yesterday did 2.099 million, and that is up from the week prior that did 2.064 million. So slight, but again, that's the direction you want to go in. So they're going in.
Mm-hmm.
2 million viewers is what they're leaving USA. We'll see what they can wrangle on October 4th on Fox.
Interesting article in Adweek saying that if WWE pulls the same numbers on Fox that they did on USA, it'll be a disappointment.
If they only get two million, well, yeah, I guess Fox is in way more homes, right?
Yeah, and Progressive is going to be the presenting sponsor of the first SmackDown on Fox.
Here's the one thing that people aren't taking into account for Fox.
What's that?
Nothing. What does that have to do with them getting a rating?
Well, no, it's interesting that they have a presenting sponsor with Progressive Insurance. I think it's interesting for me as someone who we watch these things live and we have to sit through all the commercials. I'm very curious if Fox is going to do a better job selling wrestling than USA has, because I don't know if you've noticed this, Matt. USA not exactly pulling the top level sponsors on.
I fast forward, so no, I don't.
Oh, that's right, because you were able to do that. I can't do that on DirecTV now. So, as someone who's vegan, I know a lot about what's going on with Popeye's Chicken week in and week out in Sonic, because I sit through those commercials every Monday and Tuesday.
Well, Fox is going to be forced to do a better job to sell better commercials in USA, because Fox is paying $1 billion over the next 5 years. They need to get that money back.
Yes, sir.
One thing nobody's talking about this whole smack. We're all excited. Oh, they're going to Fox and the mainstream attention and blah, 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 blah. They're going, while it's going to be live, so yeah, it needs to be live in this day and age. they're going to Friday nights. That's like one of the worst nights to be on television. So like, let's keep that in mind.
Yes, it's you know? Not an easy sell. No. People like go out do things on the weekend, God forbid.
But wrestling fans, I mean, I think it's a little bit of a different breed.
Nerds. Is that what you're calling them, Glenn?
No, I'm just
nerd
saying.
Nerd juice.
One, if you're a wrestling fan, you put things on hold. Matt, look, you get home on Mondays, you've got city business to conduct, and you find a way to watch wrestling live on Monday nights. Wrestling fans will always find a way.
But Matt's also getting Matt's also getting paid to be here.
You get paid for this? I got to call Raj.
But this is a very good point. I would not watch – I'm not trying to be a jerk. I would not watch these shows. There's no way in hell. I'd watch AEW, and I'd watch NXT. Okay, I'd even watch NXT UK. How about that? But I would not watch Raw and SmackDown every single week unless one of my boys said, hey, watch this for me. Or I hear AJ's champion or Joe's champion or, you know, a friend is doing really well.
Yeah. I think wrestling fans will find a way. I think that the 18 to 34 demographic they're trying to reach with men and teenage boys, teenage boys that watch wrestling aren't necessarily going out on Friday nights. I think it's more of a like, hey, you come over to my house. We're going to order some pizzas and watch some movies. At least it's what we did in our day.
We used to do that. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it kind of works. And remember, to again play the nerd card, Fox Fridays were also the nights of like Dollhouse, The X-Files, Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles. Fox puts nerd shit on Friday nights because nerds stay home and watch this.
Those were some buster ass shows you just named, though.
Terminator? Terminator was awesome, dude.
Sarah, I never watched a single episode.
Really? So, yeah. It was really good. It had a female Terminator. Brian Austin Green was in it and surprisingly kind of badass. Oh, highly recommend that show.
What was I doing? I was out trying to convince my wife that I actually loved having her out at dinner and trying to give her a good time.
My wife and I watched Terminator with Sarah Connor Chronicles together on Friday nights.
Mrs. R, I apologize. We here at Wrestling Inc. will want to apologize on behalf of Glenn and his non-caring of you.
Apologizing to your
watch
wife.
The stuff that he wants to watch.
Look, I think with the amount of, I think all three of us have seen each other more in nighttime than we've seen our wives the last 3 days. I think we all need to apologize to each other's wives.
No question.
I've spent 11 o'clock at night with you two all week.
Yeah.
And when we get done here, my wife's asleep. So it's,
Okay. Before someone ruins it for me, I got to go because I got to watch The Masked Singer, which I missed tonight live.
Oh, shut up. For this. The Masked Singer.
It's the stupidest show. It's ridiculous. Seriously, like if you can't watch it live because of wrestling, Matt, have you seen the show?
No.
If people are in these crazy costumes and they sing and you don't know who they are, they give you clues. So in the last season, like T-Pain won, but like Gladys Knight, Donny Osmond.
Did Joey Fatone do one?
Joey Fatone was in it last season.
I did see that. That is a pretty cool concept.
It's ridiculous, but it's so much fun to watch.
And, how do they keep it under wraps with the live crowd?
They have the celebrities when they're there are wearing like shield masks.
Right, but how do they keep?
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, but when each episode they reveal a different person takes
limited audience during the reveal.
They make the audience like sign like an NDA.
They're all under NDAs.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Huh. Yeah, I mean it's crazy. It's a batshit crazy show, but again, in the spirit of wrestling, it's all spectacle and like Jenny McCarthy making the stupidest guesses as who's under the mask. Including last year, guessing that T-Pain was Barack Obama singing as a fuzzy monster, singing Sam Smith songs on Fox TV. Anyhow, Matt Morgan, anything to plug?
Does this guy know how to party or what? No, no, nothing.
Miliwaukee. It was Algonquin for the good land.
Okay, go to Justin Labar's thing. Everyone tweet Justin Labar for your cocktail suggestions for his AEW watch party next week.
Yep.
$7 Captain Morgan pitchers, $7 Smirnoff pitchers, $2.50 domestic bottles, 1311 bar next Wednesday night in the south side of Pittsburgh. It'll be a great time.
Be there.
Okay. I'm Glenn Rubenstein. Follow me on Twitter at Glenn Rubenstein, where you can hear the mashup I posted of Ghostbusters and Soulfinger. Adam Carolla retweeted it. check that out and follow me for Adam Carolla.
Mark.
We'll catch you back here next week. Thank you guys for hanging with us. Three nights of podcasts. We'll be back here next week, Monday night, to talk about the season premiere of Monday Night Raw on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Did he really retweet it?
He did.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.